Act 3, Scenes 1 to 3.
The third act starts with Banquo suspecting that Macbeth has become king by evil means. Listen to what he says at the beginning of the first scene.
Thou hast it now, king, Corder, Glamis, all as the weird women promised, and I fear thou playedst most foully fought.
Oh, yes, that sounds very suspicious indeed. But at the same time, Banquo hopes that the witch's prophecies concerning him or his children may become true as well, now that all the prophecies for Macbeth are fulfilled.
And then Macbeth appears on stage as the new king. He announces that he will be holding a banquet that night, and he requests Banquo to attend.
Banquo tells Macbeth that he will go riding with his son Fleance in the afternoon, but also that they will be back in time for the banquet.
What is a bit strange, however, is that Macbeth checks with Banquo whether he will take his son Fleance with him on the ride. What's Macbeth up to now?
I guess it's got to be murder again. Since Macbeth has achieved everything the witches prophesied, naturally, he wouldn't want Banquo's son to become king now.
He has to get rid of Banquo and his son as soon as possible. Macbeth is afraid of Banquo, as we can see by what he says here.
To be thus is nothing, but to be safely thus. Our fears in Banquo stick deep, and in his royalty of nature reigns that which would be feared.
Of course, Macbeth cannot murder Banquo and Fleance himself, as this would raise further suspicions, so he hires two murderers to assassinate them.
At the end of scene one, Macbeth is by himself and says,
It is concluded. Banquo, thy soul's flight, if it find heaven, must find it out tonight.
I have the impression that Macbeth becomes more and more of a tyrant. What do you think?
That's right. And he seems to become more evil than Lady Macbeth. Shortly before the great banquet, Macbeth tells his wife about his plans to have Banquo and his son murdered.
Ere the bat hath flown his cloistered flight, ere to black Hecate's summons, the shard-born beetle with his drowsy hums hath rung night's yawning peal, there shall be done a deed of dreadful note.
Macbeth almost sounds like one of the witches here. That's really scary.
I know. In the third scene, Banquo is killed by the murderers, but Fleance, his son, can escape.
Oh, so there's still a little hope then. Think about the witch's prophecies for Banquo's children.
Exactly. Let's see what happens in the following scene.
Act 3, Scene 4.
In Scene 4 of the third act, Macbeth holds the great banquet at the royal palace. He plays the good host, but is then informed by one of the murderers that Banquo has been killed and that Fleance has escaped.
The fact that Banquo's son has escaped troubles Macbeth a lot, and so he has another vision.
Yes, he sees Banquo's ghost and completely loses his nerve.
So he almost confesses his guilt to all the lords and noblemen.
Blood hath been shed ere now, in the olden time. Ere human statue purged the gentle wheel, aye, and since too. Murders have been performed too terrible for the ear. The time has been that when the brains were out, the man would die, and there an end. But now they rise again, with 20 mortal murders on their crowns, and push us from our stools.
Of course, the lords wonder what Macbeth is talking about, so they begin to ask their first questions. In order not to raise more suspicions, Lady Macbeth then orders the guests to leave at once.
I pray you, speak not. He grows worse and worse. Question enrages him. At once, good night. Stand not upon the order of your going, but go at once.
After the lords have left, Macbeth thinks about going to see the witches again. He feels insecure and wants to know more about his future. But he also realises that there is no way out. More murders have to be committed in order to secure his tyranny.
Puh, that's really an impressive scene. What's bound to happen now? Will anyone stop Macbeth and his wife?
Hopefully they can't get away with this.
Act 3, Scenes 5 and 6.
In the fifth scene of Act 3, the witches appear on stage again. They meet with Hecate, the goddess of witchcraft, who informs them that they are to meet Macbeth again in order to ruin him.
He shall spurn fate, scorn death, and bear his hopes above wisdom, grace, and fear. And you all know, security is mortal's chiefest enemy.
Okay, then. That marks the beginning of Macbeth's downfall, don't you think?
Possibly, yes. In the last scene of Act 3, Lennox is informed by another lord that Macduff has already requested King Edward's help in England. He wants to build an army to overthrow Macbeth.
So the third act actually ends on a note of hope for Scotland.